refreshments and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello. Bunch of information today.
You are excited.
I'm so excited because the holiday season, Christmas is coming.
Yes.
So all of the magical stuff is coming to all the parks.
And like if we can start talking about Halloween stuff in like July, then it's not too early to talk about Christmas.
Absolutely not too early.
And the holidays. So, you know, it's my favorite time of year.
Well, speaking of some holiday magic, Walt Disney World. So if you've ever seen on ABC, yes, the Disney Parks Magical Christmas Day Parade.
Yes.
Well, they film it at the parks, but they do not film it live.
Right. It's not a live
show.
Parade. Right. They film it in like early November.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to be there for a taping because like it's my tradition. Since I was a little girl, I get up and I watch that every Christmas morning. Yeah.
And you've never been?
Never been. No, I've seen the parade because like it's the same parade they run throughout the holidays.
Right.
But amped up a little bit.
Right. And they do have the parade, an extra special one on Christmas Day.
Right.
So if you do go on Christmas Day, there is still a special parade.
Which we got some stuff on that for you coming up. But
They finally released the dates of when they're taping the show.
See, I didn't even know that they released the dates.
They usually just do it to cast members.
Okay.
But I think they want a lot more guests to go.
Yes.
So it's going to be November 7th through the 10th. And just letting you know, that runs in a weekend, people.
I know. We're going to talk about going. Make one of my childhood dreams come true.
And they're at different parks. So I know they're doing it at Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Okay. And they usually have a crew on the West Coast, too, that films portions. So it's like West Coast and East Coast at the end, like the final product.
Right.
We don't have those dates.
Those dates have not been announced yet.
But these are the dates for the Walt Disney World Orlando tapings.
Right.
So, and I don't know if they'll be at every park each one of those days or what. But just know that if you're there, be on the lookout.
Yes. Celebrities, people.
They usually do like performances in front of Cinderella's castle. And then
I think Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood were there last year.
Yeah, they were there. Before.
In front of the castle performing while the fireworks are going off. It was so magical. I wasn't there, but I saw it on television. But again, if you decide to go to the taping, have fun. It's pretty much a long day, though, because they keep saying, okay, pause, do it again,
Right.
Just to let you guys know. I've been to it when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to see it air on December 25th on ABC.
Yay. So let's talk about going. Check it out.
Absolutely. Okay. So since that all has been planned, decorations are already going up.
Oh, my gosh.
So at Hollywood Studios on Hollywood Boulevard, I believe it is, next to the Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror.
Right.
On the lights, they usually have those stars.
Right.
They started putting those up already.
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And apparently it accidentally snowed on Main Street last week.
They were testing the snow
everything
machine
out. And last night they tested the fireworks show.
Oh,
for the holiday
I saw that. They were going to test it at 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Welcome to Walt Disney World, everybody. that's so exciting. And then the merch.
Yes.
The merch.
All the spirit jerseys.
I can't wait to see the spirit jerseys and like if they're going to be any special like mouse ear, for
there's
the holidays.
There's a flannel one.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of them. So.
I love that stuff. It's so fun. It's going to start creeping into the parks. So keep an eye out for that, especially if you want a family holiday photo and you all want to wear the same thing. Disney spirit jerseys. Just saying.
That is a good idea.
See? Look. Full of them. And then I saw this on our outline, and I've never heard of this.
I didn't either until I saw that it got extended. So
it's, let's just preface it.
Yeah.
We know it's not cheap, but it's basically they're planning your vacation for you.
Yes.
Over the holidays. So just keep that in mind.
Right. It's called an Ultimate Disney Christmas Package.
Cool.
And now they extended it. You could buy it until November 23rd.
Okay.
That's the week.
So the booking
the week
window.
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then it includes it. So it's when you're there, if you decide to go during that crazy week of Christmas,
right,
December 1st to the 26th,
December 21st to the 26th.
Is that what I said?
You said the 1st. I was like, a long Christmas week.
That would be a long...
I mean, that's why I celebrate Christmas, but...
21st to the 26th.
21st to 26th, okay.
And they put you up 5-night stay with you and your family at the Disney Resort, at one of the Disney Resorts.
Okay.
You get a 4-day theme park tickets with the park hopper option.
Nice.
Plus, like you said, they plan your days for you pretty much. So on the Saturday, December 21st, you have an exclusive nighttime access to experience Avatar, the Flight of Passage.
Which always has a giant wait time.
Oh, yeah. And you also get to ride Navi River Journey, which some people don't even get to do it in the same day.
Right, exactly. And Expedition Everest?
Yes.
What? And
you
get an exclusive showing of the park's new Rivers of Light, We Are One show on Discovery River. So, like, basically Saturday night, you're going to spend, if you get this package, you can spend it at Animal Kingdom and knock out a lot of the heavy wait time rides and experiences.
Absolutely. And then on Sunday, you get a ticket to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And you get to see the new fireworks that we talked about. They just tested out last night.
I love that Minnie's getting some respect here. It's Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Fireworks, Nighttime Spectacular. Yes, Minnie, yes. Polka dots and everything.
And that's included in the price of the package, too. So it's not like, you have to add that on. It's already included.
Wow, that's worth the price right there. Okay.
Right? And then on Monday or Tuesday, the 23rd or the 24th, you get a one-night per reservation.
Okay.
Access to an exclusive reserved viewing area to watch the new show that I talked to you guys about like a couple weeks ago, Epcot Forever, which is their fireworks show.
Uh-huh.
Plus, each guest, ages 3 and older, receive a digital $50 Epcot theme park dine promo card to enjoy around the park.
That's cool.
Right?
Oh, this is cool. I'm reading ahead. All right. And then on Wednesday, December 25th.
Christmas Day.
The elves at Walt Disney World will deliver an ultimate Disney Christmas gift to your hotel room. That's so cool.
Isn't it?
I want to spend Christmas at Disney. All right.
Well, you still can because you can book now until November 23rd. Sorry, November 23rd to partake in this great couple days of Disney.
So it's called the Ultimate Disney Christmas Package.
Right.
And it starts at $199 per person per night for a family of four in a standard view room at a Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. This comes to a total package price of $3,980. This is based on 2 adults, 1 junior, 10 to 17, and 1 child, 3 to 9. And note that a $200 deposit will be required at the time of booking.
Right.
So, I mean,
includes all of you guys who go to all the theme parks, Park Hopper,
plus
all 4 of you.
The exclusive events.
The exclusive events. The Christmas party.
Yeah.
And the gift.
That's pretty awesome. And you have stuff like 3 days of the time that you're there, like planned for you, basically.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. And like if you've got a family of four and you know, looking for something
to do. If you could wing it. If you can do it, do it.
And if you can't this year, then now you know about it. So you can start saving and planning for next year.
Absolutely.
So that's really awesome because I've lived in Florida for a very long time and I've never heard of this. So this is cool.
It's very nice. Oh, the Christmas season. And also at Epcot.
I know.
The Candlelight Processional. Have you ever been?
I have never been.
I saw when Kurt Russell.
Oh, cool.
I wanted to see him so bad, and I did it, and we did end up doing the dining plan, so we got a seat already for us, so that's a good point.
Is it worth it?
The dining plan to get, yes, because especially people like, so they released the dates and the narrators for this year, and December 2nd to December 5th is Neil Patrick Harris.
MPH.
He is a huge, like some people line up from early in the morning when the park opens.
Okay, so the dining package will reserve a seat for you
yes.
so you don't have
so
to wait.
So if there's still availability, you can do the dining package.
Okay. So like you said, Neil Patrick Harris is one of them. The first one to kick it off is Ming-Na Wen, then Whoopi Goldberg, who does it every year, and I always hear that she is so great at it. Isabella Rossellini, Cheetah Rivera, Gary Sinise, Pat Sajak, Warwick Davis, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Edward James Olmos, Marley Matlin, and Lisa Ling. That is the list, and you can go find the dates on the Walt Disney World website of exactly what weekend
and
they are
covering.
And the
pricing for all the dining.
The dining plan for the Candlelight Processional. So I've never been. Now that I have a pass this year, I kind of want to
try it out.
Pop over there to see one, to see what it's all about. So that is holidays at Walt Disney World. Let's move on to some news out of Universal Orlando. Yes. I have been wondering about this because
that space has been emptied
for a while.
Yes. I enjoyed the show. It's Terminator 2 3D.
Right.
I enjoyed the show.
It was cool.
And I mean, I was saying, oh, yeah, it probably does need a new show in there.
And I thought with all the new Terminator movies coming out, maybe they would like revive it and like update it. But this looks cool.
Yeah, it's the Bourne Stuntacular. So if you've seen the Bourne Identity, Bourne series.
Yeah.
With Matt Damon.
Right.
The movies. They are now bringing a show very similar to the Terminator 2 3D coming to the same spot.
Cool.
So, and it's opening spring 2020.
Oh my gosh, that's in a couple months.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
Wow, so they must have been working on this before.
Yes.
So,
and I don't think they changed a lot of the stuff inside because from coming from Universal, it says the show will have stunt people performing with high-tech props in front of an enormous LED screen, very similar to Terminator, that gives the illusion they're on a globe-trotting chase.
That's awesome.
So I don't think they're changing much in the theater-wise, maybe updating a couple things.
Right.
But it's pretty much a gut it and put a new thing right in.
And this is always a good one when it starts to rain or it's too darn hot and you need to get a break because it's inside.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, okay, well, I'm excited for that.
Oh.
And we don't have to wait too long.
No, not too long at all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And then, what is this I see? I never knew it left.
Yes, it leaves in the summertime.
Makes sense. I guess a lot of people aren't wanting to drink
a
hot butter beer.
Just aren't there.
But I guess hot butter beer is back, which I like the cold one anyway.
I like the frozen.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the frozen. I like the cold.
Just the normal.
The normal.
The normal
Yeah.
one. Yeah.
But if you like hot, I've never had the hot one.
The hot one's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I had it last season. And Dominic and I got one. My fiance and I got one to share, and we couldn't do it. We're like, we have to get our own.
So it's not only Michaela approved; it's fiance approved.
It is fiance.
It's
approved.
Worth
and
the money.
He's very picky. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So okay, hot butter beer. So if you're over at Universal Orlando, nothing says holidays and cooler weather. Which the other day it was cool for like 24 hours, and now it's hot again. But get your hot butter beer before it's gone. And then. We have some new information, Michaela, and I want you to fill us in on this, on the new Universal Orlando theme park, the Epic Universe.
Yes. So, actually, Dominic forwarded it to me.
Oh.
There was a meeting this morning with Comcast. Comcast owns Universal.
Right.
And they had an earnings call, whatever that means. Just kidding. But the biggest news that came out of that is they said that Epic Universe will be opening in 2023. So, now we have a year.
So, 3 years and a couple months.
Yeah, now we have a set year. We don't know what season, but it's going to be
epic.
Epic. For real. I am so excited. I was just talking about the Nintendo Land.
Is that, do we know for sure that's coming there?
That is coming.
Okay.
But again, it was supposed to be in the Woodpecker part of Universal Studios Park.
Right.
But now it's saying it's going to be an Epic Universe.
Okay.
And there's going to also be the How to Train Your Dragon land. And I'm so excited.
Look, it's not every day we get a new theme park, like a brand new theme park. It's not a land. It's a brand new, spanking new theme park.
With a bunch of new lands.
Right.
So
it's going to be very exciting. Ooh. And I
can't
wait to
try. When more
it.
Developments come, we'll share with you and more lands that are going to be announced.
Absolutely. And a little closer to home. For us, at least, Busch Gardens Tampa, they have their, obviously, they're still running Hello Scream for the next couple weeks, but their Dia de los Muertos events, October 31st through November 2nd, festivities start at 3 p.m. each day and include a Latin DJ, mariachi band, and food items like churros with ice cream, which you can't go wrong with, and there will also be tequila tasting stations. Sign me up.
Whoa.
Yes, please.
What about mix the tequila in the churro ice cream?
I'm not one of those boozy ice cream people. I don't know. It's something weird about it to me. But, you know, to each his own.
You could test it out if you can.
are these events included with park admission?
These are.
Okay, so it's not like Hollow Scream where it's a separate ticket event.
If it's on the same night as Hollow Scream, they still have the events.
Cool. All right, so check that out. I've always seen photos of it, and it looks amazing. So
very
definitely
beautiful.
Something colorful and beautiful and, you know, something to check out. And then this is very cool. Right. Legoland, Florida, you want to fill us in?
Yeah, free admission for veterans in pretty much all of November. So valid from November 1st to the 25th. If you're retired or a non-active duty member of the U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Marines, and the U.S. Coast Guard, you could get in for free. But you just need proof.
Okay.
And veterans can get up to 50% off tickets for up to six of their guests.
That's awesome.
Yes. And some people were like, well, what about active duty?
Right.
Well, active duty U.S. service members receive free admission all year long.
Oh, to Legoland, Florida?
I didn't know that. And now this is new things I'm learning.
Yeah. But obviously, I'm sure you need to show your military ID.
You do have to show
proof. And then there's an awesome pass.
There's a new awesome pass. It's like a yearly pass for Legoland. They just offered it for Florida residents only.
Okay.
And it's only $11.66 a month.
That's
awesome. No money down.
That's awesome.
So if you live close enough, everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry. Yep.
That's all right. They named it after that, so we're allowed to say.
Okay, good.
And it gives you admission into Legoland and Legoland Water Park.
With no blackout dates. That's exciting. That's awesome.
Everything is awesome
about it. Okay, so before we get in trouble for, you know, singing a song.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so check out that awesome pass. It's another option for you if your kids love Legoland. And they're also going to be getting that new hotel as well.
Pirate hotel, yeah.
So something to think about. And the theme park tip of the week. I love anything that has food in the title and the word unlimited.
Yeah. Have you been to SeaWorld and Busch Gardens recently?
Not recently.
No.
It's been a while.
Well, what I love about going to those parks is that they have an unlimited meal plan.
Whoa.
They do. And it's about $35 for the day. And every 4 hours, you get a meal.
What?
Every 4 hours, you get a meal and you get unlimited, like, snacks. Not like the specialty snacks, more like, oh, this is a cookie or a brownie or a slice of cake.
Okay.
But still, it's amazing.
Okay.
And now they just said that they're going to have a 2020 all-season dining pass. So if you have the all-season pass, like the annual pass for SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, or Aquatica, you could pay to eat every day that you go there for free. Not for free, but for this price.
Okay.
So $119.99 per person at SeaWorld. So all season long, you get to eat for free. You pay that one time.
One entree every 4 hours at participating all-day dining restaurants for $119.99. Probably not including tax. That's probably not the tax price. But per person at SeaWorld.
Right. And then if you wanted to include Aquatica in that, it's $169.99.
Wow.
And then you could also buy the all-season souvenir bottle, which it comes with unlimited beverages, refills, like the sodas, and that will be $34.99.
Wow.
Plus tax. Yeah, the Busch Gardens one, I was trying to look it up. They couldn't find it, but since this is all pretty new, this is what I could find for SeaWorld and Aquatica.
Okay.
But I know that they did say in their press release that Busch Gardens is getting it too.
Wow, that's a deal.
Right? So if you have that annual pass and you know you're going to eat there, this is a good one.
That's awesome. Bravo. I love that. I love a good unlimited meal plan.
And honestly, maybe next week, if we get the prices, I'll share with you. When I would go to Busch Gardens a lot, I have this favorite place I would eat, and they have this bread pudding.
Oh, I love a good bread pudding.
Yes.
All right,
so
that's a good tease
for next
week.
Okay.
I love a good bread pudding. So good. And also next week, you'll be fresh off a plane.
Fresh off the plane.
Every time, so we normally dive into, like, Michaela's adventure every week because she ends up at one of the parks or doing something fun.
Right.
But, you know, she took the weekend off because, you know, she's just jumping on a plane this later this week and going to Anaheim to go to Oogie Boogie Bash and go to Disneyland.
Disneyland can't keep me away.
I've never been there, and you're like, I'm going to go for a weekend trip. I'm like, I want to be Michaela when I grow up. It sounds so much fun. But you do it right. You're always looking online for good deals on flights. Yes. And when you find them, you book them and you go. And I love that about you. I think that's awesome.
Until I really grow up. And then that's going
to
be like.
And then before, you know, you haven't had to really adult yet.
No.
I mean, you do adult pretty well. But,
I adult, but when that time comes that I know I can't take off, then I will look back at these trips and I'll say, you know what? I'm glad I did that.
Absolutely. So I love that about you. And then you always go and you get content for our show. So it helps. It works.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to the sold out Oogie Boogie Bash other coast in California. I'll share with you guys some stuff, but more relating it back to Walt Disney World and the differences.
Okay. I would love that because, you know, we've got Walt Disney World in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, well, why would I get on a plane and fly 5 hours or whatever it is and pay the money and go on the other coast when I've got it in my backyard?
Right.
But they do different things. Like they've got the Matterhorn. I've never been on the Matterhorn. I've always wanted to go on the Matterhorn. And then they've got the Cars Land with that, whatever that.
Radiator Springs Racers.
And they always show that on TV and it always looks like fun. But we don't have that here. So there are different things to go explore.
Right.
And you were talking about the hotel situation over there. There aren't a lot of hotels by Disneyland.
No.
There's one literally where you walk out the front door of your hotel and you're walking into the gates of Disneyland.
Yes.
Like, how cool is that?
They're in, if you're not aware of Disneyland, I guess we'll talk more about it next week.
Yeah.
But it's in the middle of a city.
Right.
So it's not like...
Swampland.
It's not its own thing.
Yeah.
It's still surrounded by, it's a safe city.
Yeah.
It's just surrounded by a bunch of hotels that are not Disney.
And I cannot wait to hear about your adventure. I'm still trying to figure out if I can fit in your suitcase.
We'll try to make it work.
I don't know. I need to lose a couple LBs.
No, it'll be more of they'll stop us.
Yeah, they might stop us. It's suspicious activity. I don't want to get thrown in jail on the way to Disneyland.
No.
But I can't wait to hear about all of your adventure. And, you know, it was funny. I found out you were going because I was like, hey, you want to go to Disney World this Saturday or Sunday? And you're like, I'm going to Disneyland. I'm like, I want to be you when I grow up. But anyway, I can't wait to see the photos and everything. So make sure you tune in next week to the show to hear what fun information Michaela has for us. Anything else you want to touch on this week, or is that it? I'm just excited for you.
There's been a lot of stuff this week, but I think that's it for this week.
Okay. So definitely check out that Ultimate Disney Christmas package, especially if you're looking to go to the Walt Disney World Resort during the holiday, because it might save you some money and you get to do some extra fun stuff. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode. Like I said, Michaela going out to the West Coast to go to Disneyland and Oogie Boogie Bash, and I can't wait to hear
all
about it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.